All right, everybody. So yesterday, Senate Republicans released their HEALS Act, but really it's kind of a hodgepodge of bills spearheaded by various committee chairs. I'm going to be releasing more video throughout the day and the week on the HEALS Act, but in this video, I want to address and answer 10 questions about the stimulus checks as proposed in the HEALS Act before moving on to make other videos about student loans, what the HEALS Act has to say about that, what the HEALS Act is saying about unemployment, taking a deeper look into unemployment. I know we covered a little bit of it yesterday, but I want to take a deeper dive. But I wanted to get stimulus checks out of the way first because I know that's what most of you are interested in. So here goes question one. Who would be eligible for a stimulus payment under the HEALS Act? I kind of addressed this in my video yesterday, but basically the same people who were eligible under the CARES Act would be eligible for a stimulus payment under the HEALS Act, except if you have adult dependents and were excluded based on income under the CARES Act and you did not get a CARES Act stimulus, right? It might be possible that you would be eligible for a HEALS Act stimulus even though you weren't eligible for a CARES Act stimulus simply because you'd be eligible for more stimulus under the HEALS Act given that you have adult dependents who are eligible for the $500 under the HEALS Act, but they weren't eligible under the CARES Act because, like I told you in my video yesterday, the HEALS Act is making all dependents, not just dependent children under the age of 17, eligible for the $500. So the levels where the income phase outs begin in the HEALS Act are the same as those in the CARES Act. $75,000 for single, $112,500 for head of household, $150,000 for married filing jointly. So let's say that you're single and your income is $99,000 a year and you have one adult dependent, okay? Your maximum stimulus under the CARES Act would have been $1,200 for you, right? Because your adult dependent didn't count. But due to your income, you were completely ineligible for a CARES Act stimulus, right? Due to your income of $99,000. However, under the HEALS Act, because the HEALS Act proposes to include all dependents for the $500, your maximum stimulus would not be $1,200, but $1,700 under the HEALS Act. So now you would be eligible for a $500 stimulus payment. If your income is $100,000, you wouldn't have been eligible for a CARES Act stimulus, but you would be eligible for a $450 HEALS Act stimulus on account of your dependent because you lose eligibility of 5 cents on the dollar you make over the threshold amounts, just like in the CARES Act. Question two, would those on Social Security, SSI, and other federal benefit programs be eligible for a stimulus check under the HEALS Act? The answer to this question is yes. If you were eligible under the CARES Act, you would be eligible under the HEALS Act. And unlike the CARES Act, where there is a lot of confusion for these folks, the HEALS Act has specific language in it saying that Treasury should obtain relevant information from the Social Security Administration, Veterans Affairs, etc. for these individuals. I would hope that these issues have been ironed out by now due to the CARES Act stimulus, but I know there are still some people out there who are still like, hey, where's my check? The HEALS Act also speaks directly about representative payees, saying that stimulus payment will go to the representative payee, but that the payment must be used for the benefit of the beneficiary, not the representative payee. Question three, would there be retroactive stimulus checks for dependents age 17 or older? The answer to this is no. While the Republican legislation does propose to make all dependents eligible for the $500 stimulus to the individual or individuals that claim them as a dependent, there's nothing in this legislation that speaks to a retroactive payment like the Democrats' HEROES Act proposed. I will say, though, of course, that this is just the Republican legislation. It's the starting point for negotiations with Democrats, okay? Democrats may negotiate them upwards on some of these things, including stimulus checks. We'll have to see. Question four, is the number of dependents that would be eligible for a HEALS Act stimulus limited to three? The answer to this question is no. Under the HEROES Act, Democrats proposed making all dependents eligible, bumping up the payment per dependent to $1,200 up to a maximum of three dependents. Under the HEALS Act, Republicans put out yesterday, they are also making all dependents eligible, even adult dependents, college students, etc., but they're keeping the amount the same as the CARES Act at $500, but they're not limiting the number of dependents eligible for the $500, okay? Same as the CARES Act. There is no limit on dependents under the CARES Act. Question five, would those behind on child support be eligible for a stimulus payment under the HEALS Act? The answer to this question is no, unless the amount of your past due child support is less than the stimulus you would be eligible for if you weren't past due on child support, in which case you would be eligible for that difference, okay? Question six, are non-resident aliens eligible for a stimulus payment under the HEALS Act? No, the HEALS Act has the same language in there excluding non-resident aliens as defined by the IRS for a stimulus payment, same as the CARES Act. Question seven, would those married to somebody without a Social Security number and who filed a joint tax return with them be eligible eligible for a stimulus check under the HEALS Act? The answer to this question is no. The HEALS Act has the same Social Security number requirements as the CARES Act, and as does the CARES Act, it specifically excludes these individuals along with dependents without a Social Security number, same as the CARES Act, okay? There is still the exception made for mixed status families where at least one spouse is in the armed forces, same as the CARES Act. I know Marco Rubio wants to change this. I made a video about that before, but that didn't make its way into the final Republican legislation. Of course, Democrats might negotiate them upwards on this, but you know, this is a touchy subject with Republicans, so I wouldn't count on it. Question 8, what about deceased individuals? HEALS Act says that if someone is deceased before January 1st, 2020, they are ineligible, and this would be retroactive to the CARES Act stimulus. This is curious because the IRS's position with respect to deceased individuals under the CARES Act stimulus, the guidance they put on their website, was that if they were deceased when they got the payment, they were ineligible for the payment, which is a more aggressive position than the HEALS Act, right? Let's say someone passed away on May 1st and they got the stimulus payment on May 15th. IRS said that individual would be ineligible, right? They died May 1st, 2020, they got a stimulus payment May 15th, 2020. IRS says that person is ineligible. But it seems to me that the HEALS Act is saying that individual would still be eligible for the stimulus because they did not pass away before January 1st, 2020. They passed away on or after January 1st, 2020. They passed away on May 1st, 2020. And like I said previously, the HEALS Act would make this rule retroactive to the CARES Act. So if this aspect of the HEALS Act becomes law, it'll be interesting to see how the IRS responds. Question 9, what about prisoners? So the HEALS Act says that those who are in prison at the time Treasury processes the rebate are ineligible for a stimulus check. It also says that those who are in prison every day of 2020 are ineligible to claim on their 2020 tax return, okay, a credit for the stimulus amount. Okay. They also say, this HEALS Act also says this rule would be made retroactive to the CARES Act stimulus. However, what about those who, okay, they were ineligible for a check because they were in prison when Treasury processes them, but then they were released before the end of 2020, so they were not incarcerated throughout the duration of 2020 every day. It seems that this group may be eligible to claim a credit on their 2020 tax return and get the stimulus then. Also leaves the door open to, hey, what if they were, not incarcerated at the beginning of 2020, but they were incarcerated at the end of 2020. We'll have to see, right? We'll have to see what Treasury does, how the IRS responds to this. You know, we'll have to see what Democrats negotiate them on this. We'll have to see what the guidance is, okay? Question 10, what about garnishment? So the CARES Act did not exclude stimulus payments from being levied or seized by banks, private debt collectors, those who have a garnishment order, etc. The HEALS Act proposes that stimulus payments be federally protected from these things to ensure that people get their stimulus money. It proposes that this be made retroactive to the CARES Act stimulus payments as well. All right, everybody, those are 10 questions about the HEALS Act stimulus check proposal answered. Thank you so much for watching. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss other HEALS Act videos I will be releasing today and throughout the week. And also, if you like avocados, or if you like toast, or if you like to put them together to make avocado toast, check out my wife's latest video where she shows you 4 awesome but easy ways to make avocado toast. They were all so delicious, I tried it myself. She could open up some hipster vibe place here in LA and probably charge like 15 bucks per slice for these things. They're so good, so yummy, easy to make. Take a little break from stimulus, check out her video up here to expand your avocado toast horizons. All right, thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye-bye.